This week's share is sponsored by Rabbi Isha Goldbrenner, Nishmas Nachom, Bas Reb Chaim, Alei HaShalom, Yizor Tzayt, Yizchof of Shvat, and also Nishmas Rachel, Bas Yosef Aron, Alei HaShalom, Bas Yosef, Yizchof, Dol and Shvat. A grace is great, Hashiva, for coming to say a share.
Thank you. So it's a privilege to be able to say Daf Yomi, Ian Shia, on the Sugyas of the week. Also puts the Daf Yomi in a different perspective. I'd like to discuss the Gemara we learned recently, Maisa and Daf Mem Ches and Brochis. Yani HaMelech, that he wanted to have a mezumen, killed out all the chachomim, and there was no mezumen. His wife said, to invite Shimon ben Shetach, her brother. So the Gemara goes on to say that Maisa, he only drank wine. He didn't eat pas. And the Maisa, he wanted to make a mezumen. He wanted to be benched. Omer Ababer, Omer Yochanan, David Gamay David, that's the Egan Ashita, that with Kais, with Yayin, you could be Maitzi. You could be Mishtatev to the mezumen. You could be Maitzi the Oilam. He says, because Rabbi Yochanan said, L'Oilam ain't a Maitzi, it's a Rabbi Dechavosam, Achi Yochel Gezayas Dogen. Loilam, you can't be mitzi the rabban the chayv unless you eat a kazayas dogon. That means with wine, you can't be mitzi. But with a kazayas dogon, there you could be mitzi. So the Rashi and Tosfos discuss a difficulty. We know what we learned at the beginning of the Perek, that at kazayas, at kamo mezamnim, at kazayas, the Mishnah Memhei, the Yudom at Kebeya. So Rashi has a kasha, Achi Yechel Gzayis Dogon. Achi Yechel Gzayis Dogon, Mio Mapik. You can be Moitzi, even somebody that ate a Kadei Sviya. Avol Gav, the Gzayis Dogon, Shua de Rabbonu. Even though a Gzayis Dogon is only a Shia de Rabbonu. Kedi Oma, Beperek Misha Meisu. Mio Kiva, the Machayev de Rabbonu, Mechuyev Bedova, Karinen Bey. Moitzi Rab, Yidei Chavosan. So Rashi says, a Gavaldik Achidish. That somebody that's mechuyim mid rabbanon can be moitzi somebody that's mechuyim mid raisa, and it touches up the Gemara. Even somebody who ate a kazayas dogon can be moitzi somebody ate a kadei svia. Can be mechuyim mid raisa. You have to be satisfied. Kadei svia shteit v'chalter v'savoto. When v'savoto is then a berakta, then you can make a brocha. So he says, but even though he's only mechuyim mid rabbanon, can be moitzi achiv the raisa. And Rashi says clearly. Even though mechuyah bedarabonan, mechuyah bedava karinim bay. He's mechuyah bedava karinim bay. And that's a little difficult because even if midaraisi yachayvatz loy sosur, that's only a chiv on the gavra that he's supposed to listen to the chachamim. And if he doesn't listen to the chachamim, let's say he won't bench on a kezayis, then he's over loy sosur. Oblamaisa to say that he's mechuyah benching midaraisa, we'll show you what Rashi means. We'll soon try to get into that. Then Rashi posed a different question. Because the Gemara says that a cotton can't be mighty a godl. A cotton is mechuyim mid rabbanon al chinuch. So why can't a cotton be mighty a godl? So Rashi says it's tremendous chiddush. Rashi says that the chi of chinuch is not on the cotton. The cotton is not mechuyim mid rabbanon, but rather the chi of chinuch is on the father. The father is mechuyim to be mechanech the ben to the largila b'mitzvahs, and the chi of chinuch is only on the father. Therefore, the cotton really is not a mechuyim b'dovah. So therefore, he cannot be moitzi a god. Cotton cannot be moitzi a god. So Taisus, Achi Yechel Gezayis Dogon, Taisus says, before I get to the Taisus, I want to say over Reb Kveigis Kasha. Reb Kveigis Hanot and Gilian Ashas. He asked a Tzorachian. I don't know why it's not a Tzorachian Godel. So he asked from the Gemara in Brochus, Chofam and Beis. Maybe we'll turn to the Gemara in Chofam and Beis and Brochus. Gemara says over there, because really it's pertinent, very pertinent to Inuit. The Gemara is going, Kol Shein HaMechuyah B'Dovor, Ein HaMaitzi Yisra Midei Chavosah. More shaila over here is, if Noshim are required to bench Menatorah, the Noshim Mechuyiv, the tzad that they're not Mechuyiv, is because Noshim, like Rashi, cannot say, Al Oros HaTayva, Asher Nasato Lonu, Al Oros HaTayva, Asher Nosan Loch, because they're not Yush Soretz. And like Taisvis says differently, because they can't say, Al Bisra Shev Samtu Beserv, Nusareinu, Va Toroscha Shem Maratonu, because they're not Mechuyiv Bris Mila, and they're not Mechuyiv Talmud Torah. So therefore, the shaila was, is Noshim Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMozim and HaTorah? L'chor it's a mitzvah z'esheshen as ma'agroma. But that, the Gemara questions that as a shaila. Noshim Birchas HaMozim, the Raisa, the Rabbon. Zog the Gemara, l'may nafkamina. L'afuke rabim yidei chavosim. To mean, l'afuke rabim. I'o shlom e b'shlom e da Raisa, osi da Raisa, ma'apik da Raisa. El I'o med Rabbonon, havei she'ena Mechuyiv b'dov. She'ena Mechuyiv b'dov, e'ena moitzis rabim yidei chavosim. So since Noshim are only Mechuyiv, on the Tzad are only Mechuyiv to bench with Rabbonin, then they can't be Moitzi and Ish. On the Tzad they're Mechuyiv with the Raisa, then they can be Moitzi. But on the Tzad they're only Mechuyiv with Rabbonin, then they can't be Moitzi, they cannot be Moitzi and Ish. The Gemara goes on to continue. I just want to say, Toshma b'emes omru ben mevorach l'oviv, the son can be mevorach for his father, the Eved mevorach l'rabbi, Eved Kanani can bench, the can be moitzi is odin. The isha mavareches lebailu, and the isha can be mavareches lebailu. Avlomer chachom and tovim meira leodam shishter mvonam mvorachum. A klola should come for somebody that his wife or his children are moitzi him. Zoktimor yamrit bishlam the raisa osi the raisa mapik the raisa. Eliyamrit rabbanan. If women are only bechuyim with rabbanan, so mashma over here they can be moitzi. Not as a klola involved. So he says, Eliyom Rabbonin, and also Rabbonin, and Mapik Raisa. But the timer is cotton bachiyuvahu, is cotton bachiyuvah. El Hochamai is kin and kigoin she ochel shura the Rabbonin, the Osi the Rabbonin, and Mapik the Rabbonin. The reason why the Isha could be Moitzi, an Ish, is because an Isha, Eidaka Zayas, Eidaka Desviya, and the husband, the man only ate the kezayis. So Mela, they're both mechuyim with the rabbon. Because the isha that ate the kedei svia, even though she ate the kedei svia, she's only mechuyim with the rabbon. On the side, the noshim only mechuyim with the rabbon. But you might see the rabbon. But somebody that's mechuyim with the raisa, that if she was, if the baal would also eat a kedei svia, she couldn't be might see him because the chiyuv, the rabbon can't be might see a chiyuv with the raisa. So the Gemara blocked by a shayla. The Gemara says you can't prove from there that an isha can be moitzi an ish, because could be it's talking about that the ish only ate a kezayis and the ish ate a kedei svia. Derech agav, this gemara is very difficult, and then the Ramban and Megillah addresses it, and I don't know why Reb Kvegin didn't ask from here, because the Chayre says over here that the Chayre goes on cotton also. How is the cotton going to be moitzi? Cotton is only mechuyim d'rabbanan. And the teretz is the cotton ate kedei svia, and the gadol ate a kezayis. So one the rabbon can be moitzi another the rabbon. But the shaila is, according to Rashi, a cotton is not a mechuyah b'chlal. How can it be moitzi? If you learn the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, and the cotton is not a mechuyah, it's only on the father, la gila b'mitzvahs, so how can the cotton is the one that's benching. La gila b'mitzvahs, that's...
But maybe it's enough with rabbon. I mean, it's not
that
enough
the father's mechuyah. What?
Maybe it's enough for, even though it's not enough for the raisa, because he's not about that one, but it's enough for Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, since he has to say benching, it may chiv not be on him, but it's enough that Rabbanan said, that's enough to bite. I don't know what that's
like. No, Rabbanan doesn't say like that. Rabbanan
says. Okay.
I hear you want to be Mechalik. Rashi's talking about the Rabbanan being Moitzi of the rice and by cotton. So he says, that's not enough, because the cotton's not a Mechuyib dog. So what would be the chilik of the Rabbanan? Maybe the Rabbanan they were Mechal.
Yeah, he's benching and she's
listening,
so she's hearing. Cotton
is not mechuyev. He's not a mechuyev b'chlal. He's not a mechuyev b'chlal.
But he's still saying the word and he's knowing what it meant.
It can be mitzi. If you're not a mechuyev, it can be mitzi. So Ramban says in Megillah, he takes out the girsa and he says it's talking about a cotton shigil chinuch. I've been talking about a godman. You have to take out the whole piece of Gemara over here that it's talking about cotton. Time of cotton b'chiyuvah. So I figured Rav Kuyeg isn't worried, but they're good. So he says that it's talking about a godel. Why is Tovi Meira? It's Tovi Meira because it's a Meira that you didn't know how to make the bracha yourself. You had to get somebody to be mitzvah. That's the klola. The klola is because you should have known how to read. Why do you have to get somebody else to be mitzi? But the maisa, the greisa kasha is that according to Rashi, why can an isha be mitzi an ish? Rashi holds somebody that's mechuyim in the rabbanon can be mitzi somebody that's mechuyim in the raisa. Whatever the pshat is, that's right in Rashi. We're going to see that Tosis argues on it. L'chayr it's a mefurishi gemara here that the rabbanon can't be mitzi the raisa. That if Nashim only mechuyim in the rabbanon, you can't be mitzi in the raisa. So before I want to say a teretz on that, I want to refer to the Tosis. Tosis argues, just take out the main points of Tosis here. Achi yoichel gezayis dogen. Achi yoichel gezayis dogen. He just drank wine like Shimon ben Shetach, then you can't be moitzi. But if you ate a gezayis dogen, then you can be moitzi even somebody ate kedei sviya. So Tosis says, mashma shimochel gezayis dogen. Mashma, if you ate a kezayis, you can be moitzi even somebody ate kedei sviya. V'teimo, by kezayis ain't elachayv elam midrabbonin. Kezayis only mechuyim midrabbonin. V'heichi osa the rabbonin or potter the raisa. How can a rabbonin potter the raisa? The one who ate a kezayis is only mechuyim midrabbonin. How can somebody that's only mechuyim midrabbonin, you need kezayis sviya, be moitzi that somebody that's chayv the raisa? No, amrin and perik misha meis, utavim meirul misha ishto ebonim vorchim loy. It's the Gemara that when can a cotton be mighty a godl? Cotton can only be mighty a godl if the cotton ate kedei sviya and the godl ate kazayas. Hoim ochal oviv kedei sviya, but if the oviv ate kedei sviya, and yochal poitcha, he can be mighty. Upirish Rashi, the mechuyiv rabbonin mechuyiv karinim be. So chod d'ashtayt nisht azoy. Avol kotn shigil lechinuch lemechuyev d'rabbonin. D'ovev chayv lechanchoy. Avol ein olav shemchiyev. V'koshel perushay mikol mokim kimon she'enem in atayra. He doesn't understand Rashi. Since it's enem in atayra, kotn's not mechuyem in atayra. Is enem moitzi es acherim shemechuyovim. How can he be moitzi somebody that's mechuyem in atayra? V'oy doichik loyma the kotn shigil lechinuch karen enem mechuyem in atrabbonin. Very important point. Tosfos says it's very hard to say a cotton sheet of the chinuch is not even mechuyev the rabbanon. The ain't a mechuyev filling with the rabbanon. Im kain ain't a potter zoviv. How can he potter zoviv? So he takes Tosfos the kash. How can he potter zoviv? And that makes the Ramban, who agrees with Rashi, that the chiyuv chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the cotton. So he makes him change the gears in the Gemara. But Tosfos has the gears the way we have it. So Tosfos says if a cotton is only mechuyev, is not mechuyev klal, how could he be moitzi a godl that ate a kezayis? So therefore, Tosfos says another pshat here. Tosfos says, "Av shloi ochla achir gam achirim rak kezayis poitereisom." So Tosfos at the end comes out a different pshat. That what is the pshat over here that if he ate a kezayis, he can be moitzi kedei sviya? So he brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we're acquainted with. Kol habrochas afal pishiyotza moitzi. Kol habrochas, even though you were at a yotze, let's say kiddush, you made kiddush, and then you have to be mitzi somebody else in kiddush. So even though you're yotze, you can be mitzi somebody else. Chutz mi birchas alechem u birchas hayayim, except for birchas hanen. Birchas hanenen, you can't make the brocha unless you were nen. Why could you be mitzi somebody in kiddush or in all mitzvahs even though you were at a yotze? Ba'ayinu tamad kol yisrael areivin zebezeh. Kol yisrael areivin zebezeh. Vuadim birch samozim, aval pishi yotz and moitzi. Kripishes, kzayis dogan ain't soch loyma el shiyuch loyma shechalim shloim. So he says, pshat in the Gemara over here that somebody who ate a kzayis can be moitzi somebody that ate the sviya. He's only mechuyim the rabbanan, but he says that it's with the concept of arbus. Kol yisrael areivin zelazeh. So we're not required to bench. But I'm responsible for my friends. Called Yisrael Reim Zelazet. So why does he have to eat a kezayis? Because if he doesn't eat a kezayis, he can't say Shechal Mishalom. Rashi, and Azoy Mashma and the Rishonim, holds, I think the Balamor says like that, that just like there's no arvis by Birchas Halechem and Birchas Hayayim, who adin, there's no arvis by Birchas Hamozen. Tosfos takes a stand not like that. Tosfos holds Birchas Hamozen is not a Birchas Hanen, that's a Birchas Hayidot. So on that there is arvis. But it seems that the Balamor holds that Birchas HaMozen has the same din as a Birchas HaNenen, and there's no Arvus. And that's what was Machayev the Balamor and Rashi, to say their Chiddush, that a Mechuyev Medrabonon can be Moitzi and Mechuyev Medrais. That means they're taking on a new standard, a Mechuyev Medrabonon can be Moitzi Achiv the Rais, because he's a Mechuyev Medrabonon, which Tosfos can't like. What do you mean he's a Mechuyev Medrabonon? He's on a lower level he's not on that level. That's him in the Daraisadik perspective, he's not a Mechuyev Medrabonon. The one who's Yinik Gezayis is not a Mechuyev Medrabonon in the Daraisa. What do you mean he's a Mechuyev Medrabonon? He's a Mechuyev Medrabonon in the parameters of the Rabbanan. In the parameters of the Raisa, he's not a Mechuyev Medrabonon. I'd like to quote here the Balamor and the Ramban, Ad Kedei Kach, use a very sharp lashon against the Balamor, who goes with Shitas Rashi, basically.
How would Arvus help for them?
What?
How does Arvus help for them?
Arvus helps because even though you were Yotzik, me Mitzi. But you have Arvus. You're in the Parsha Birchas HaMozen. You have a Parsha Birchas
HaMozen.
No, cotton could be. There's no Arvus cotton.
Right, and if he eats.
And Rashi got them to say that. Rashi says, Vaistas of a cotton would be a Mechuy Bedova, you would have Arvus. Not Tais doesn't go with Arvus, the children. Tais doesn't go with Arvus. Tais calls a Mechuy Bedova, Bonnet, and we might see a Chiv the Rice. Tais doesn't go with
Arvus.
I mean, Rashi doesn't go with Arvus.
Tais goes with Arvus.
So Rashi doesn't go with Arvus. And Bechal, he holds a Birchas HaMozen, there is no Arvus. It's like Birchas HaNen.
But in Tais's Pshat, you can be Moitzi with Arvus.
You can be Moitzi, the one who has Eidah Kazayas can be Moitzi because they see out Arvus.
Even though it's only.
But not
so, what's time with the rehearsal? What are you time?
But not
why,
like,
why shouldn't he be able to meet the rest of the
time?
If you were Yoitzi, you're not Mechuyiv now either. Let's say a person was Yoitzi Kiddush Red. He's not Mechuyiv Bedoma now. So, why can't he be Moitzi? It's Arvus.
Yeah, but he's in the Parsha.
He's also in the Parsha. He's in the Parsha.
But the Rice is not in
the
Parsha.
What do you mean? If he ate today's sphere, he's in the parsha.
Right, no, the cotton, the one who ate excites.
Yeah, the cotton wouldn't pass out. It's not going out. It's not learning outside.
That's
not learning. Toys says the cotton can only be mighty a godden when the god laid kezayis and the cotton ate today's sphere.
And the cotton ate today's
sphere. That's right. So the one that I bought can be mighty had the rabbon.
If I understand this correctly, it means for the Isha is never as out because you never look like it. If he's not look like
that's a shaila. Machleks no Yehuda and the Kvega for Isha Zavis. Where she's mechuyim with the rice.
No, but if she's not mechuyim with rice, she doesn't have Arvus.
Zichenat.
Oh, okay. And that's the answer to the Gemara. That's why that Gemara says it's only she's mechuyim with rice too much.
But she's mechuyim with Rabbonim without Arvus. She's mechuyim with Rabbonim.
Yeah, but she can't be.
When you're mechuyim, you don't need Arvus. If you're making the bracha because you're mechuyev, you don't need Arvus. The only time you need Arvus is if you are yoytzer.
No, she's the rice and she's the rabbanon. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, the Balamor says an interesting lashon here. Dr. Balamor. Gabriel Mechuyim Marais Mechuyim Mozen, Avakav Loyochel Oshir de Rabbonin, Mapik Laman de Ochel Shir de Raisa, Kishimim Shetach, Vavakav de Lesa, so he says that the Pshat is the Kiman de Ochel Laman de Mechuyim de Raisa. Since the person that ate it is somebody that's Mechuyim de Raisa, is Ki'ilu Ochel Shir de Raisa. It's Ki'ilu Yeda Shir de Raisa. So the reason why, if somebody ate a kezayis, can be moitzi somebody ate a kedesvia, he says, because the somebody that ate a kezayis is beetzem, it's like he, it's kimin the ochle manam mechuyim deraisa, kilo ochle shir deraisa, kilo he ate a shir deraisa. That means when the Rabbanan, they made that a shir, so it's kilo they ate a shir deraisa. And the Ramban Tain is, he agrees with Tosfos, and he uses a very sharp lashon. He says, "Volaf chumrihi that a Rabban can't be Maisi of the Raisa, Ella Milsa the Taimuhu, because somebody that's Mechuyib with the Raisa and somebody that's Mechuyib with the Rabban is two levels. And Ein Moitziyim and Aptura Achiv, he calls Lagabi the Raisa and Aptura Achiv. The Kim and the Mikomach and Atur Ein Mechuyib with Dover, his eyes dog and Hechi also Rabbanon, Umapik the Raisa." And he says what the Balamor said over here, that it's Ki'ilu, that's Ki'ilu Yet, Ki'ilu Ochal Shur the Raisa. He says, Dosa Divre Avoy, he says, Divre Avoy, and he goes with Tosis Pshat that it goes to with Arvis. That's how he learns. Ein Zed Divre Avoy. So I want to get back to the main Shiloh over here, Rav Kveger Shiloh. Why does it say in the Gemara that if Ish is Chayv the Rabbon, it can be Moitzi and Ish? If Rashi Shita is that somebody that's Mechuy with Rabbonin, you mean Moitzi, somebody that's Mechuy with Raisa, what is the Pshat? So I want to say there's a chilek between a cotton and an Isha. Means Rashi is assuming if a cotton would be Mechuy with Rabbonin, that means the Chiv would be Chal on the cotton. So then it could be Moitzi a God. But an Isha, straight before the Gemara, can't be Moitzi. She's Mechuy with Rabbonin. There's a chilek between a cotton and an Isha. Because a cotton, when he's going to eventually become in the parasha, when he's a god. Mashiach and the Isha is never going to come into the parasha. So it could be that's what the Baal HaMor meant. The Emerson, there's two reasons. But when you might see somebody, if you're not Mechuy Bedova, Bechlal, and there's no Arvis concept, so somebody that's not Mechuy at all, he's making a Brochel Batol. So that, if you're Mechuy Bed Rabbonon, comes Ois Brachal Batola. But Lemaisa, you still need to be Moitzi you. Somebody is Mechuyim and Atoira needs a Gavra that's Mechuyim and Araisa. It's a Gavra that's Mechuyim and Araisa. So, Legabi, what's Negei over here, a cotton, if you be Mechuyim and Rabbona, is Lemaisa, the cotton is in the parasha of the Torah. Except now, he's an Oinus here, Nishkan Bardas. So Lemaisa is only Mechuyim and Rabbona. But Be'etzem, the parsha of benching was said to a ish. An ish of a chlal, there's no parsha benching. And I want to refer here to the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says, this where his main point is. He says, if a sumer is mechuyim drabonon, he can be moitzi a god. A sumer is only mechuyim drabonon. What's he different than an isha? So he says, a sumer can become this pakeach. And he says, a gvaldik a chiddush. Kot zicha, more of a story. He can become a pakeach. So the meister, he's in the parsha of benching. You can call him a chiv the raisa. Right now he's an honest, he's a summa. So he's only mechuyim med rabbonin. Then a mechuyim med rabbonin could be mechuyim med raisa. But an isha b'chlal is not the parsha of benching. So there's two things. So I want to say that when, I want to say b'chidish here, when the cotton benches on the tzad, he would be mechuyim med rabbonin, it would be called the raisa that can benching. Right? Because the etzem, he's a gavra that the etzem has a shaykhis to the parsha of benching. So his benching would be a benching the raisa. And that's what he means over here, the Baal HaMor, that when the cotton, if he would be mechuyiv, or when somebody's eating a chazayis. So the Pshat is right now, he's not mechuyiv, because he only had a chazayis. But the gavra is a gavra who has a chiyiv the raisa. Just happens to be, he didn't need a kadei sviya. So that's what the Baal HaMor meant. It's ki'ilu yeda kdei sviya. Because the Rabbanan gave this achshivis to bench on. So even though avada, it's only a chi of the Rabbanan, but since the gavra is a deraisa, so memela, the birchas hamozen gets a din of a birchas hamozen deraisa. It's a birchas hamozen deraisa. Because the gavra is a mechuyim deraisa. Even though the fact that he's mechuyim derabbanim gives him the permission to make a bracha, that it shouldn't be a bracha levatolah. If he wouldn't be mechuyim derabbanim, he couldn't make a bracha because of bracha levatolah. So now he's mechuyim derabbanim and he can make a bracha. Once he made a bracha, that takes on a birchas hamozen deraisa. But an isha can never take on a birchas hamozen deraisa because she's not in the parasha. So that would be efshar teretz to prepare for this Rav Kveger's kasha. And I take the reshus to say it because Rav Kveger only said tzorachim. He didn't say tzorachim godl, he said tzorachim. So give me a Pesach, that this chilek, that Isha Mechlal is like not Betoiras, like we have in Noshim Rezikim and Eved Kain, he can't be a Shliach on Kedush because Zaini Betoiras. So Isha is not Betoiras, Bechza Mosna Reise. But a cotton, if he would be Mechuyim, or somebody who ate a Kazayas, so he is Betoiras, So his benching takes on, when he benches, it takes on the benching ke'ilu would be a deraisa. That's what the Baal HaMor meant. And therefore, summa, since he can become this pakeach, also his benching takes on the chiv deraisa.
But how does that answer the Gemara on Chaf Amabeh?
He says, took that out. You're right, right. The Ramban says. The Ramban says you have to take it out. It's talking about a godel. There's no eights on that Gemara.
No
eights
on that
Gemara. Nobody said an eight.
That doesn't answer that Gemara.
He says, talking about a godel and Tobi Meira. Is there any water?
Like
the mice, I want to go to one more noise over here. Mice, Rashi says a cotton is not even mechuyev midrabona. Tosis argues on that, and he says that a cotton is mechuyev midrabona, and he keeps the gears in the Gemara as is, doesn't go with the Ramban. And he keeps the girsa. And Taisa says that a cotton, that Eidek Desviya can be mighty a godly at Eidek Azayis. And Bemis in this, the Machleik is the Ran and the Ramban and Megillah. The Ramban says also the Chi of Chinuch is only upon the father. And that's why the cotton can be mighty. And he says, what do you do with the Gemara? Says the Gemara, Megoris is talking about a godel, and the Ran assumes not like that. Maisa, it's very interesting, maybe Ventrish Chedesh Adar, I wonder if there's a Gemara Megillah here. Machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabbanan. If a cotton shigil chinuch can be mighty a godel in Kriyas Megillah, kol kernas a Megillah chutz bicherishet v'kot. Everybody can learn the Megillah chutz bicherishet v'kot. Rabbi Yehuda is machshe v'kot. Yehuda is machshe v'kot. So, Shadu, what is the machlekes Rabbi Yudin and the Rabbanan? If we're talking about a cotton shaloi gila chinuch, so what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? How can Rabbi Yehuda be machshe b'kotten? We're talking about a cotton shalei gila. Elamai, we're talking about a cotton shigila chinuch. So, Bazoi, the Ramban has a kashya, we're talking about a cotton shigila chinuch. What's pshat in the Tanakama that they hold that hakol k'sherim likus hagila chutz b'sherim v'sherit v'kotten? Always a cotton can be mighty a godel, because a godel is mechuyim ad'arais and the cotton is mechuyim ad'rabon. But the Prius Megillah is only ad'rabon. So Rabbi Yehuda L'chayra is correct. Why shouldn't the cotton be able to be mighty a god? So the Ramban, says like Rashi, here's where the focus is, that a cotton can't be mighty a god in Kriyas Megillah because a cotton is not a mechuyim b'dava. It's father chiyiv. The chiyiv chinuch is upon the father. And on that the Ran argues, and the Ran and Taisus both hold, she tells them that the reason why a cotton can't be mighty a god in Kriyas Megillah, because there's a concept, somebody who needs two derabonans to make him chayiv is a weaker chayiv than a chad derabon. We call it in Gemara Loshon or Rishonim Loshon, trade derabonan, loyosi, trade derabonan, maitzi chad derabon. Means a cotton to be mechuyiv needs two derabonans to make him mechuyiv. Kriyas Megillah is mechuyiv, but he's a cotton. So I need another derabon, chinuch. The godel only needs one derabon. So therefore, the godel's chayiv is on a higher level. Just like we say, Chiv Darabonin can be Maitzi Chiv Daraisa. So Darabonin helps, three Darabonins can be Maitzi Chad Darabonin. And on that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechulik. On that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechulik. That's the Machloikis. But the Ramban, Muchitzuch with Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nishvayetz, it's another Shia. But the Ramban Muchitzuch, he understands very good the Tanakama, because a cotton tak is not Chai, it's only his father's Chiv. But Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda hold?
Maybe so Rabbi Yehuda,
what?
Maybe he doesn't hold from that.
He doesn't want to make a machlekes in that. He doesn't want to make a machlekes.
How could the chiyuv be on the cotton?
Huh?
How could the chiyuv be on the cotton? The cotton has no
chiyuv. He has to be a certain shear. He has to be chayv and esrog. He has to be yodel and aneya. To be chayv and tzitzis, he has to be a cotton and yodel and zaten. He has to know what he's doing. Avad, he has to know what he's doing. He has a kavon. He could have a cotton. Could have kavon. So he says a Mordechai Chiddush. Noshim Achai b'mikra Megillah she'afhei moi bois hanes. So he wants to say that since Ketanim were afhei moi bois hanes, they have their own chiyuv. And the wrong time is afhei moi hanes passed by somebody that could be a mechuyev b'dovah. But a cotton b'chlal can't be a mechuyev. So what's afhei moi bois hanes is going to, what is going to help? Okay, needs another explanation here. But that's what the Ramban says, that Rabbi Yehuda held over here, a cotton has his own chiyuv because afhei moi hanes. So, Maisa, we have a machloikis over here. Rashi and Tosfos, a big yisoid, that Rashi Shita is a cotton can be mitzi a godel, because a cotton is only, doesn't have his own chiyuv, it's his father's chiyuv. And Tosfos disagrees with that. The cotton not an egen a chiyuv. So I wanted to say a pshat here, that Tefevra Tosfos Shonim, which also Reb Kveiga is, that there's a Shita and the Tosfos Shonim that I want to say in Yuma, that holds that both are true. There's a chiyuv chinuch that the father is mechuyev to be mechanech, to be marvel his child in mitzvahs. And there's also a chiyuv chinuch that the cotton is mechuyev. And we are nafkamina by Yosem. Mishkentata, does he have an egg in a chiyuv? That's the shayla. Huh? Yeah, does he have a chiyuv to be mechanech? That means the cotton gave him a chiyuv to get trained in the mitzvah. So Memeson, the famous Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says in Sukkah, I think we have a Sukkah here, Shana Yuma, oh Sukkah. Gemara says in Sukkah, famous Gemara, is it Machloikis, if Sukkah L'mayla Mechof is kosher post. We paskin, like the Abonin, that Sukkah can't be L'mayla Mechof, because L'sholto Be'eino, or doesn't give tzeil. Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah L'mayla Mechof is kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda Machshia ad Arboim Mechamisha means no matter how high. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, he wanted to prove his point. Ma'isa Bilani Amalka Belud. Shehoi says Sukkosa Gvoyim Esrim Amma. Sukkah was higher than Esrim Amma. V'yiskeinim Nechnosim V'yoyzim L'shom. And they didn't tell her. The Chachomim didn't make a Mechof. She was sitting with her seven children in a Sukkah L'mayla Mechof. The Chachomim didn't make any Mechof. So Harai Sukkah L'mayla Mechof is kosher. Why didn't the Chachom protest? Omer Loi Mishom Raya, Isha Hayasa, Turim Ben HaSukkah. Isha is part of him Sukkah. Then she's not Mechuyah. Omer Lehem Ba'la Yeshiva Bonim Havala. She had seven sons. So one of them must have been a Bar Chinuch already. The Kashir for Chinuch by Sukkah is a cotton chain Tzorach Lima. Well, one must have been already old enough that ain't Tzorach Lima doesn't need his mother to feed him. But Oi, Kol Maseh Loi Osa B'li Chachom. Hilani Amaka all did all the mice be chachom. Lomeli el mislim oy kol masel li osa be chachom. Hochi kom chis sein rebonim ktanim hoyu uktanim turim en asuka kivon de shiva havi I efshe de li havi bochad shein tzoch li imoy. Zoch di mor om chi teim rekotten shein tzoch li imoy mit rabonon lo machayu. Vi ihi mit rabonon lo imashkecha. Vi teim rekotten shein tzoch li imoy mit rabonon lo machayu. The E and she, Hilani and Malka, with the Rabbonon and Mashgichon, Toshma, Oid, Kol Maser, Leosa, Apichachon. All her Maisim she only did Apichachon. It says in the Gemara over in Eloshim, Chi Temechot, Shein Tzorch, Leimai, with the Rabbonon and Mechayiv, he's Mechuyiv, the E, with the Rabbonon and Mashgichon, Toshma, Oid, Kol Maser, Leosa, Apichachon. So the Tosh Yishonim in Yuma, Yisakasha, that Lechayra, this Tosh Shonim says that the chi of chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. That's Tosh Shonim. He says, we see from the Gemara of Hilani Amalka. Tosh Shonim is in Pei Beis. He speaks about chinuch. First, he speaks about if the state Ab Madir is Benoi Benozir. It says only Benoi. He wants to say only chayiv chinuch on a son, on a daughter. Then he says that Bezdin has no chiyuv. Was why is Bezdin mechuyah to be mafreshim, misura? Then he says maybe chinuch is only an asay. But then he comes at the end. The chinuch lo yishayach al av. Abo ba'odam acher, Bezdin, or a mother lo yishayach by chinuch. Hilchach nami ein nasirim lafrisha. That's why you're not mafresh. Bezdin not mafresh misura. The Maisa, the Hilini Amalka, she Yashvi, he was Shiva Baneh Basukah, Shemo Hoyalem Av. Maybe they had a father. So the father was Mechuyot Mechanet them. And that was Rabbi Yudas Raya, that Lomayim Chof is Kosher. But his other teretz is, Vafilo Loy Hoyalem Av, Hoyse Mechan Chosam Le Mitzvah Baal. Means it wasn't that a chiv on the mother. It was Le Mitzvah Baal. Rekab Kvega, Le Mitzvah Baal, that means the mother really has no chiv. Steht on the Gemara, V'chi Teimer Kotten Shein Tzorach Lima Yimid Rabbonu L'Machayi, V'ihi B'de Rabbonu L'Yashgecho. She didn't care about the Rabbonus. Toshma V'oi Kol Maiseho Lo'i Osa Al Pi Chachom. Gemara Be'ezom and Be'ezom Sukkah. All the Maisim she did Al Pi Chachom. Because Rekab Kvega's Lashon is, she is already a Tzorach in God. V'chi Teimer Kotten Shein Tzorach Lima Yimid Rabbonu L'Machayi V'ihi B'de Rabbonu L'Yashgecho. According to Hashanah, I'm filling with the Rabbanu Le'Mechayim. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. Hashem is a mitzvah ba'alma. But there's no chiyuv, there's no requirement on the mother. So if I say, you should have a Gemara. The Gemara says over here that with the Rabbanu, you're mechuyiv. So I wanted to say that the Tosh Yom help is beidin. That there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father, like Gila Mitzvah, like it says in Rashi, in Chagiga, and then there's an egen achiv that the cotton has, and that's beetsim cotton ayideil and nanei achayiv, loshen he's chayiv, cotton ayideil isatev he's chayiv. As long as the shurim when you mechuyiv, so there's a chiyuv chinuch incumbent upon the father to train his child like gilam mitzvahs, but he has an egen achiv. In other words, the Tosh Sharm held both Rashi Shita and Brachas Memches that the father has a chiyuv to be mechanech. And he also has a sheet that the cotton is mechuyiv. A cotton is mechuyiv. So if I say we can approach to maybe answer of Kvega Sorchi and Godavia. What he meant by mitzvah alma is that a mother only has a mitzvah alma. The chiyuv chinuch is on the father. And the mock of that is a Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara says in Nozir, Av, Madar es benoy ben aziris. Only the father, never says the mother. Av, Madar es benoy ben aziris. Not the mother. So that chiyuv is upon the father and only to a ben. But then there's another din. The other din is that a cotton be'etzim is mechuyuv. And if we're going to show you Rabbeinu Menoyach, that Tana also has. An egan chiyuv she has. So there's a halacha that the cotton has an egan chiyuv. He's mechuyuv. Be a yosim, he's also mechuyuv. You could maybe approach to make easier of Kvega Sorachi and Godel. What the Gemara means over here, V'chi teimer kotten she'en tzorach l'yirmai medarbon l'machayev, V'i medarbon l'yashikho. Toshma v'oid kol maseh l'yos al p'chachom. So what's Rav Kvega's kasha shteit? She's mechuyim medarbon. But if you look in the Lashon HaGemara, it says, V'chi teimer kotten she'en tzorach l'yirmai medarbon l'hud l'machayev. The cotton was mechuyim. Now you're going to say she didn't care about his drabonim. So that thing more says, call my sale or yosal pi chachom. That means the chiyuv was not because of her. She didn't have a chiyuv. But it says, but cotton shein tzorach li'imoy mit drabonim hu de mechayiv. The cotton is mechuyiv. So you're going to say she didn't care about that. Call my sale or yosal pi chachom. So avada she cared that he shouldn't be over the drabonim, but he be'etzim has a chiyuv drabonim. Thus was the Tosh Yishonim is saying, that mitzad, you're not mechuyiv chinuch. That means the chiyuv to be margul, a child, that's only upon the father, not upon the mother. But that and that is only on a son. The father's chiyuv, according to Hashem, is only a son. Let's take the Gemara. Ab madres benoy ben aziris. The other pshat is that's only, it doesn't pass a chiyuv by a cotton. Who's making the neder? The father. So it's not the cotton's own chiyuv. He's training him. If you ever become a nazi, you can't drink wine, you can't be metamel lemesim, he's training him. But that can't be a chiv derabbanan. He didn't even make the nether cotton. And a cotton is not he can't make a nether unless he's a muflis samach leish. His nether is not a nether. There it's a pure training for the future when you become a nazi. Pure training. So that only the father's mechuyiv. And only on a son. But the din, that there's noch din, that Tosis holds, that a cotton has its own chiyuv, and that's Tosis says clearly in Brachos, Mem Chesam and Beis. He's a mechuyim midrabanan. Not the father's chiyuv, he's a mechuyim midrabanan. That's on a ketana also. And that's what the Gemara is dealing with, even though the Gemara is dealing with a Sunday, so it doesn't make an afkamina, but that That's what the Gemara is dealing with. That cotton shein tzarich li'imo was he was chayim in the bond. Are you going to say she didn't care about his chiyuv? So Melis, if emfit Reb Kveges kasha. So I wanted to say in another thing. If there's a Mishnah Berurah Chelik Vov here, if I can trouble someone. I wanted to fend for should call a steer here that the Mishnah Berurah says Kotna Yedela and Arnea Lulav Kedinoi Oviv Chayv Chayv Liknoi Slay Lulav Kedel Chancha B'mitzvah. In the Shah Tzion, it says here, in the Bir Alocha, rather, Kedei Lechanchem Mitzvahs of Poshet, the Tzorach Sheyu, Dalid Minim Ksherim from Eibagot. He needs Dalid Minim Ksherim from Eibagot. I'm not going into the Shah Alocha. Roy Poiskim hold, Esr Gamurkiv is not kosher. When I was a young boy, there were any Mekovim till the Oilam became more aware. The Murka was beautiful Eskerig. It was grafted, it was a Shens to Esrig. But except for Alfandri, the Svadish Paisik that holds that you can use an Esrik Murkiv, most of the Paisikim, including Rav Moshe, held you can't use an Esrik Murkiv. It's a beautiful Esrik. If a cotton, you gave the cotton that Esrik, he thinks it's the most beautiful Esrik. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's not kosher, you're not Yoytze Chinuch. So for Chinuch, you need a kosher Cheftz. The Ritvo and Sukkah, the Gemara we said, brings a Raya from this Gemara of Hilani Yamalka. Because Hilani Yamalka, the Gemara says he wasn't Yoytze Chinuch. Why not? The cut knows a chilik if the sukkah is 20 amis or a little above 20 amis. No. Cotton can tell the difference, can't tell the difference. The terrace is for chinuch, so the Ritvo has a raya that for chinuch can't be any bluff. It has to be a kosher esrig, a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah later on says, based on the Gemara and Sukkah, lo yitnena b'yom rishon l'kotten koinim shiotze boi b'nei sha'kotten koinim v'ein amakal acherim an ha'toyre. You shouldn't give it to a cotton, an esrik. You shouldn't be makna to a cotton because the cotton can be koinim in the raisa with das acheris makna. Oh, but then he can't give it back. If you want to give it back for other people to use, he can't be makna back. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that he says a machloikis. He says... So he says, what you should do is, shouldn't be makna to him. And just hold it with him. And if you're not makna to the cotton, just let the cotton use it. You're not going to be yoytze mitzvah chinuch and posh it because you need lachem the first day. You need it like you need a kosher esrit. Yesh me'achren she'soyvin the mitzvah chinuch meskayim gam b'shol. That mitzvah chinuch you makayim even with a borrowed esrit the first day. So Shara Tzion brings it from a raivan. It's a modche. Ki adas matzir noisel mkoymai. They used to put it back to esrit and lulav, and the cotton used to take it and they took it without a das acheres mak, and they used to make a brocha. They hold it can be yoytze chinuch with that. The father can be yoytze chinuch. First day holds the father's not makayim chinuch. He's not makayim chinuch with that. The second day holds the father is makayim chinuch with it. Two machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't. Before he just said for a dava posh it. Simple. The tzorach she'ei dala minim ksherim. So one teretz you could say is that maybe lochem is different. Lochem is not a posler esrig. It's not a soren in the cheftza. Just the din of lekicho, lekachtem lochem. That's why the shar yom tovim, you don't need lochem. Because even the Rabbanon only said that you have to have the etzim, akosher, esrig, and lulu, but you don't need lekicha. So you stay in advance sukkah. Hashengen lochem is only in the lekicha. So maybe that you could be yoytzeh chinuch without that. Maybe. But I was thinking, linyoneinu, I mean, lochem is different. It's a kosher esrik, just the din of lekicha. But I was thinking, linyoneinu, we can answer it. That einachanami, if the cotton's own chiyuv, that has to be taka kosher. And for that taka for cotton zon chiyuv, and that's the ridvo. You have to have a sukkah that's the mat michot. Because the cotton, the chachomim or machayev of cotton to be yoitzin just like a god. But in the father's training, when he trains, so that in the training, as long as he's being margling him in the mitzvahs, like our mothers, but not even Aziris, he's not making the nether. It's training, getting used to the mitzvah. So it could be on the father's din, he would be yoitzin even if it's not kosher. So I want to say, it could be with the Bir Halacha meant here, if you can get him a kosher esrik, get him a kosher esrik. Because that's his own chiyuv. But with the Eved, you have no eitzah with the Lachem, because you only have, you don't. They didn't have so many esrogim on the love like today. They didn't have the chinuch esrogim. You can't be makna to him because you won't be able to makna back. So therefore, at least the father will be yoitzah's mitzvah's chinuch, even though it's shol. The father will be, it's a training. He knows what's the doa's on mitzvah be. It means mitzad the father's din. I want to say you don't have to have all the tonight. And if I may, I think I found the marker for this in the Rambam, where Rabbeinu Menoyach, the fascinating Rabbeinu Menoyach here, in the Halachas of Yom Kippur, which is called Shvisas Asar. It says over here, you have to read the Rambam carefully here. Cotton, Menteish Hashonim. Ben Eseshon and Mechanchen Oise Lashoyis. A cotton that's 9 years old or 10 years old, Mechanchen Oise Lashoyis keep graduating every year, they're till 1 o'clock, till 2 o'clock. And Hoyerogo Beshloisha, Machin Oise Barbo, 4 hours a day, then wait. If he usually eats 3 hours a day, wait till 4 hours a day. If we Koyach HaBen Mois Sifan Anas, Oh, but ben achas esrei shonah, ben zocha ben akeima, misanum umashlam medivrei soifim gedei lachanchoi b'mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Menoyach has a diuk. The beginning of the Rambam, when he's talking about a nine-year-old that you only mechanach l'shoyis, it says, mechanchen oisei l'shoyis. The end of the Rambam, it says, ben achas esrei shonah, ben zocha ben akeima, misane. Doesn't say anything about the father mechanchen. Umashlam medivrei soifim. The beginning of the Rambam, he didn't say this, midivrei sofer. Zokta Rabbeinu Menoyach. Because be'emesin, if you're only fasting a tainus shoyas, that's not really the tainus. That's not a tainus. So Rabbeinu Menoyach says, that's only kedei l'chanchoi. V'chinuch ha-shoyas ein l'choyv medabona. El l'choyv mutelas al kol odom, on a father, lilmoyda l'hargol. You magol the cotton slowly. But in the cotton's egan adin, there won't be yoitzes. Egan adin, he won't be yoitz, but he can't fast then, so at least be margalim. And that is not midivrei soifim. But when he's mashlim the tainus, he gets already 11, 12. So he says, that's already midivrei soifim. That's already midivrei soifim. That already is a chiyuv chinuch be'etzem. V'she'en chinuch shoyz medrabon klal, that's only like the Tashonim says, l'mitzvah ba'alma. Vashayin came the mitzvah to be mashlim when you're fulfilling the tainus. That's the cotton's egg in it. That's what I want to say. That's what the Beinu Menoyach is. I want to teach you up the Beinu Menoyach. That when it's mechanach v'shoyis, that's the father's din. That's the father's din. Mechanchen oisei l'shoyis. The other din, he doesn't say mechanchen oisei. He says misano mashlim. That chiyav is medivrei soifrim. Because there are two dinim. There's the father's din, and that's the shoyis. And then, but the shoyis is the cotton's not going to be yoyis. There's chiyav with that. It's like taking apostle esrik. It's not yotz l'chiyuv. Well, when it comes to the time that it can be mashlim l'tainus, then he has be'etzem a chiyuv midrabon. So we discussed today two noises. Be'etzem all the gabi the Rashi. One the Rashi sheet is a mechuyuv midrabon can be moitzi a chiyuv the raisa. Tosis argues on that, and therefore we went into a problem. How can the isha? What's the difference that a cotton would be able to be moitzi if it be mechuyuv and the isha can't because it. Cotton eventually can come to a chiyuv d'oraisa in the parsha. Isha is not the parsha. Also, we discussed the machlokes Rashi and Tosef chinuch is upon the av, upon the cotton himself. And we came out in Rashi, Tosef mechulik, Ramban, Rana mechulik, and Tosef and this beit din. If I may, I just want to end off with a few minutes. God, I know it came late, but Rav Avon beetsem Rav Kaplowitz that was I think to, I wanted it to be 8 o'clock. It's getting tight. I just want to end off with Chodesh Adar. It says in Gemara and Shabbos, learning the last weeks, learning the Indian of Nasa and Nishma, Kof Aleim HaKigigis, and the Taisus asked the Kasha that in Shabbos, that says Nasim and Ishmael, they were Makabal Berotzen. So what does it say? Kofaleim Haki Gigas. What does it say? Kofaleim Haki Gigas. And I'm over the time already. What does it say? Kofaleim Haki Gigas. So, Sir. Name is Astira. Toisa is the kasha. Nasim and Ishma means they were makabel willingly. Kofal aleim hakigigis means they were forced. So Toisa says that could be machmash la eish hagdoyla, they would have charote. Toisa nidme ke'esh, koi dvara ke'esh. I was privileged to see what Eish means. When Rabaran said a Shia, I was the last El by Rabaran. When Rabaran said a Shia, it was Eish, it was a fire. You saw the Eish HaTayrah. It's the Maisa, maybe it would be Chayza when they saw it's an Eish. I wanted to suggest another solution to the Shaila. The Gemara says over Leim that the Kviya was in Tekabla Mutav, in Lav Shom Tekuraschem. If your Makabla is good, if not, Shom Tekuraschem. The Imam is forced him. You're going to die. So it says then in the Gemara, Hoda kiblu b'meyach ha-shverish. They were makabal again, kimu v'kiblu mashkiblu v'kad, then they were makabal b'rotzen. So Purim has a special yontif, and it's taka haloidovu, the first siyum on the new cycle is going to be in Chodesh Adar. The siyum on the Seftes Brochis is going to be in Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is really when the Torah, they were makabal Torah Shabal Peh, because Purim is the chesim of Torah Shabal Ksav. Esther is the last thing in Torah Shabbat, and Makabal Torah Shabbat. And says in Gemara, Mikan Meidor Rabbal Araisa. So Rashi says that there's a klal, you never get an oinish unless you accept it. You have to Makabal the Asro, Makabal the Azora, Ein Oinshin Okeim Azir. So they were forced. So they have an excuse that they shouldn't be punished. And Hodi Kiblu of Mech HaShverish. Frank the Ramban, so how were their oinshin the whole time the Beis HaMikdash was standing? How was the ancient? And there's rise, there were ancient skila, Mrs. Bezen. They were forced. I'll say Frank the Ramba. So I want to say, Be'emerson, the abdominal maral, to the mitzvah, to the oiran, the gil, I think the Bashechokma says the etzmisoy. That it was a different type of forcing than we're used to understand it, forcing with a gun. But sometimes what forces you is the matziv swings you. There's Rishonim that say, Nidre Einsin. An oinus l'chora means you are forced to make a neder. Says no, when you make a neder, you're kippur when you're holding kamalach Hashem, and you make a neder. Comes in the middle of the year, mundane day, you can't keep that neder. But in that matziv, you were so clear that how can I speak lashon hara and how can I do this? You were clear, you made a neder, you're not going to do it again. That is also called an oinus. Sometimes the matziv forces you. Kablu mutiv, v'mlav shem tugrascha. The Rum Shalmaila that existed by Matan Torah, the Koilus of Brokim, is Klal Yisrael so clearly that if you makabel, that's Chayim. Torah is Chayim. Torah is Chiyus, Torah is Simcha. That's Chayim. Ain't Chayim ala Torah. And they saw, if not Shem Tivraschem, that means they saw clearly the Rishoyim, the Chayayim, Nikru Mesim. They have no objective, no purpose in life. Torah thus is the lifeline. They saw it clearly. So the Kviya was not a Kviya that they were forced physically. But it was so clear that there was no other tzad that they had to be makabel the Torah. Therefore, it's no steer to the Nasim and Nishma. Oy bazoy, that the opening Ramban in Parshas Truma says that the whole Mishkan was a Hemshech Maimon Har Sinai. And that's why the Truma starts with the Oren, not with the Mishkan, which he understood the tzal eshtach machna mishkan. Then you put in the furniture. You can't have the furniture first. So the Ramban, the focus of the mishkan was the oren, because that's where the luchas is, and that's where the Eibishter spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke to them in that mokim, and the Ramban says that's a hemshich of maimed har Sinai. That's a hemshich of maimed har Sinai. That's mizeir ampin. That has galus that reigned on the Har Sinai in the Mishkan, it, to a certain darga, retained that is galus. That is galus continued into the Mikdash. Therefore, I want to say there's no excuse. Mikamadar Rabbalar. He said, Kolzman, there was a Mishkan and a Mikdash. we retain that his galus that we saw him tekavlo mutar imisham to ask. Once there was a chum abayis, then we didn't have that. That clear, we didn't have that rum shomail. We didn't have that mail. That comes Purim, and we were makabel the Torah barotz, and that's our chiyus. This was yid learning, the chiyus, the even, and the mechubah to the Torah, and kiyem chayenu. That's what definitely kept us here in the last golus. Rav Shneim, my rabbi, used to always say over that be'emesin and sveita bayis, there were no luchas. The bayis sheni was only to establish Rav Yudah Nosi to establish Torah shemalpeh, because that's what's going to keep us in the golus. Ashreichem, those that are learning the daf yomi, and also a little bi'ion, shall be zeicha to la Yehudim hoisa oir v'simcha v'sasa mikor.
What's your name?
Yanofsky,
right? Shimon's brother. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Be well. Regards.
Mr. Schlagzer, for you, who's part of the Shiva.
Last week,
Let me see the Gemara Brachas. You say he's not Goyves, he brings it yesterday. There's a Brachas there.
The red one.
I don't think you could give the Rambam's Teretz and Rashi.
It doesn't really say anything. Does he say anything?